with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Donald Trump has fired Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook late Monday. Trump said in a letter posted on his Truth Social platform that he is firing Cook because of allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says crime-plagued cities all across the country would be wise to welcome federal assistance from President Trump.
McGuire says if there are any big cities that don't want the assistance,
it's because they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately.
She says not only has the program been working in D.C.,
it will make a difference in any city where this is allowed to happen.
And she says it appears the only reason local Democrat leaders reject the idea is because they don't want to win for President Trump.
And I can't imagine hating someone so much that as an elected official, I would rather watch my city burn than be safe.
McGuire was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Kilmar Abrego-Garcia surrenders to ICE custody in Baltimore and faces possible deportation to Uganda.
The 30-year-old, originally from El Salvador, was released from a jail in Tennessee last week, where he had been detained since June after being brought back to the U.S. following deportation to his country of origin, which had been described as an administrative error. U.S. officials say Abrego Garcia can be deported because he came to the U.S. illegally and because an immigration judge deemed him eligible for expulsion in 2019, just not to his native El Salvador.
Correspondent George Williams reporting. Officials may deport Abrego Garcia to Uganda, which recently agreed to a deal to accept certain deportees from the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points. This is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, including serving as a station on the Underground Railroad. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has announced this week the U.S. will pause issuing work visas to some foreign truck drivers.
Secretary Rubio warned that they're endangering American lives and undercutting the livelihoods of American truckers. That left some in the trucking industry wondering if many drivers would be affected. The short answer is no. The announcement comes as a deadly Florida crash involving a foreign truck driver who was in the U.S. illegally was much publicized. Harjinder Singh was charged with three counts of vehicular homicide. John Scott reporting.
Elon Musk on Monday targeted Apple and OpenAI in an antitrust lawsuit alleging that the iPhone maker and the ChatGPT maker are teaming up to thwart competition on artificial intelligence. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.